اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، ولياً وحافظاً وقائداً وناصراً ودليلاً وعيناً حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعاً وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجدوه، الباسط بالجود يداه، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك عرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك أعلاه. يا رب إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. أرحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويسر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني. فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمن والعدل المنتظر، وحفه بملائكتك المقربين، وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك، والقائم بدينك، استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله، مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له، أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا، يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به، وانصره وانتصر به، وانصره نصرا عزيزا، وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك، حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهلاه، وتذل بها النفاق وأهلاه، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك، والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبل به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا، يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا، فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، ونصب وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللنا، وعافية منك تلبسنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات.
السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. It is good every now and then to look at what's happening. There's something that is very promising that's happening in Palestine, and I hope that our hearts are in support of that and see it as a divine sign that victory is near and the end of the occupying force in Palestine that names itself by the name of a prophet of God, Israel. This is the name and the title of Ya'qub, the grandson of Ibrahim. They have abused that name. That's one of their greatest sins, is that all of what they are doing is in the name of that great prophet. Their end is very near. God's promise is that they will be finished. Allah has made that promise generally to all tyrants, but specifically to this race. This race has been, the Quran tells us that God told them in their book that you will cause corruption on the earth twice, and every time we will destroy you. That's in their book before the next revelations came. Then it was said there, those are the two that you promised you're definitely going to have. Beyond that, we're not going to say. God doesn't mention how many more times, but He says, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا, if you do it again, we're going to get you again. God has, again, generally mentioned the same idea that any tyrant in Surah Al-Fajr and other places as well, but in this particular chapter, God says, look at these tyrants, look at Ad, look at Thamud, look at the Pharaoh. الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. These are طغات, these are طواغيت, these are tyrants. Tyranny starts when a person starts moving against God. Now, if a ruler is pushing against God's command, against the justice that God has ordered for the people, then that becomes a real rebellion and a very rebellious person against God. And that's where the term طاغوت comes from. It means very rebellious. Very rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only is he in his personal life not obeying God's command, but he is pushing people, forcing people against God's command, against the justice that will ensure prosperity for all on earth. A ruler that rejects God and goes against that, that's what he's doing. He's pushing people away from the divine guidance. This is a ta'ud. Any tyrant, God says, الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Look at these people, look at Ad, Thamud, the Fir'aun. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. Allah used the lash of punishment, chastisement, and whipped them, destroyed them. Then he says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't only do that regarding past tyrants. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly at a position of ambush, a position waiting for a tyrant to reach that point that he has in his mind. We don't know when exactly that is, but every single tyrant, this is a verse of the Quran, all, so that's general, that applies to all Banu Israel, non-Banu Israel, but specifically for the Jewish race, not religion, the Jewish race who are the progeny of prophets. They are descendants of prophets. Instead of taking that and being more humble towards Allah, more obedient towards Allah, they cause corruption. That says, "In عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا." If you cause corruption again, we will destroy you again. So there's a promise there. We know that. But what we're seeing are signs of that coming true. A people that have been oppressed militarily, financially, culturally, in every possible way that normal people wouldn't even be able to think of, these evil Zionists have thought of and have oppressed the Palestinian people for all these years, for over a century. It's not 1947 or 1948. That's when this so-called state announced its existence and was accepted or was recognized by the United States and by the UK at some point and by others later on. It didn't start then. It started before then, the turn of the 20th century, from the 19th century into the 20th century. That's when that started. They started working on that project, the Zionists of the world that are now gaining power instead of using that. The way God has said, these are the descendants of prophets. They use it against God's command. They started causing corruption. They planned that whole occupation of Palestine. Then, for over a century, the Palestinian people have been tortured, killed, kicked out of their homes, not even recognized anywhere in the world as a nation. What citizenship do they have? Nothing. The world has decided not to recognize these people as people. Our traveling even is difficult. The refugees, these refugees are different than other refugees. For over 100 years, yet now again in this month of Ramadan, we see the West Bank that was seemingly, it seemed like the authorities that seemed to be Palestinian, unfortunately there were sellouts and they are sellouts, they accepted and recognized, unfortunately, something called Israel, which their recognition means nothing. Allah hasn't recognized it. The Muslimin generally have not recognized it. The Palestinian people have not recognized it. And no free person in the world has recognized any such entity. Doesn't matter if these figures recognize a regime to be a legitimate regime in a region or not. But they accepted that, and it seemed like, for a time, that the West Bank, which is the larger portion of where Palestinians are still there, at least being called Palestinians and not Arab Israelis, in that area, it seemed like people have moved in that direction. A couple of intifadas happening, but the recent couple of decades has not been much happening. Some may have concluded that the measures that the Zionists, the Americans, and others have taken is bearing fruits, and the larger portion of where the Palestinians reside, they are giving in to the tyranny of the Zionist regime. They are learning to get used to the Zionists doing whatever they want and them just being the slaves that the Zionists want. And they won't take up arms, they won't do anything. And they thought that this division that has been created between the Gaza Strip and the West Bank is going to cause the people in the West Bank not to recognize the Strip of Gaza or the Gaza Strip and vice versa. And that the believers in the Gaza Strip that are against the Zionist regime and don't recognize it will not help those who are in the West Bank because they are under a different authority, and vice versa. These were the thoughts that were there the hopes, the dreams, the nightmares of the Zionists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that no, belief is strong. And the youth, this generation that is rising now in Al-Quds al-Sharif, the capital of Palestine, and none other. These youth that are rising now, what's their age? They're millennials. Even younger. They've only heard of that history. From the moment they came into this world, all they have seen is the Israelis have the upper hand. They have authority, they have control, they have media, they have money, they have the right to come in whatever home, do whatever, kill whomever, steal whatever, kick people out of their homes whenever they wish, and they're just supposed to take it. And that's all they've seen pretty much in the last, so those 15, 16-year-olds, that's all they've seen. But this iman that has been passed down from those mu'min parents of these Palestinian youth, despite all the pressures to get that iman out of the Palestinians, because of that iman, you see these youth coming out, putting their lives on the line. It doesn't matter, before us, others have allowed their blood to be spilled in order for God's command to liberate Palestine from these tyrants to be implemented. Let my blood be spilled as well. Doesn't matter if we get killed. And beautifully you see that the believers in the Gaza Strip who are under, in ways, more difficult conditions, the siege has been going on, they're in difficult conditions. The dunya and the material mentality of people should have told them, oh, if the people in Quds are protesting and they're having issues with the Zionist entity, right now let's keep it down because we can't afford any more hardship. They don't see it that way at all. They go out and they assist. From their end, they're launching their attacks against this ruthless, child-killing, inhuman regime, military and police force. These are signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not over with this episode of the facade and corruption of Banu Israel this time. It's not over. By the hands of the Palestinians right now, they're being pushed back with the support of those outside of Palestine who are wanting to be with those youth in Quds al-Sharif. That backing in whatever way. The successor to Haj Qasim, one way, supplying them with arms in whatever way possible. Hezbollah and Sayyid Hassan in their way. Syria in their way, the Islamic Republic on a political level in other ways, besides Haj Qasim's successor, in their ways, and us with our pronounced and open support for the Palestinian people, their cause, their struggle, their resistance, their fight against this ruthless regime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that through this effort that is global, progress is being made. They can sit down and put together whatever deal a couple of figures, a couple of clowns like Trump and Netanyahu and whatever Arab clowns with whatever clothing they put on, sit by them, smile like idiots and fools, sign contracts and deals, handing over the entirety of the Palestinian lands to whomever they want. It means nothing. Absolutely nothing. The people of the world are strong. The mu'mineen especially are strong. The mu'mineen in Palestine, in the youth of Al-Quds al-Sharif, the youth of Al-Khalil, the youth of the various cities in the West Bank, the mu'mineen and mu'minat, and the mu'mineen and mu'minat, youth, elderly, the muqawama, Hamas, Jihad al-Islami in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pushing this towards victory. I saw recently there was a clip of Sheikh Ahmad Yasin. May Allah bless his soul, as shaheed of the path of Allah, that mujahid fi sabilillah. They asked him, his clip is before obviously his shahada. I don't know exactly when it was recorded. It was an interview with Al Jazeera, the days that Al Jazeera was acting as though they are supportive of the Palestinian people. Qatar has shown they're not supportive of the Palestinian people, unfortunately. Anyhow, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin has this interview. In it, the host asks him about what he thinks of the future of the issue of Palestine. He says, definitely victory. And he says, I think it's 2027. And he gives an analysis. I don't want to say that I necessarily agree with that figure. We hope that it's true. We hope in 2027, in other words, another 6 years, based on his understanding of the 40-year period that Allah gave to the Banu Israel. And an analysis he explains over there, based on the verses that have to do with the 40 years, Yatihuna fil ard, Banu Israel, and what he understands of that, he says, well, 2027 is when I think this regime is coming down. But the firm belief that God's words are true, this is iman. The whole world says Palestine is no more. It's only Israel. They've wiped it off their maps. There's no map that shows Palestine. It's Israel and then some other name there, if you can find in some maps. In some maps, they've entirely removed it. It's only Israel. The whole world says you have no right to resist. You're called terrorists if you resist. They kicked you out of your homes. They had a right to do that. You want to take back your homes? You're terrorists. You're horrible people. You're ruthless. You're bloodthirsty. You're this. You're that. The enemies of humanity, these Zionist monsters, can get whatever weapon and use whatever weapon in whatever way they want at whatever time they want. The whole world is perfectly fine with that. If Palestinian youth want to put together handmade bombs, they don't have a right to it. The so-called international community condemns that. You're supposed to condemn Hamas. It's a crime to support Hamas in certain countries. This is how bad it's gotten. This is what the world is saying. This is what it seems like. There's nothing there for you to fight with. Especially in the initial days when this Islamic movement, Islamic Muqawama, started in Palestine. Before that, it was nationalism. Post-Islamic revolution with Jihad al-Islami and then Hamas. That spirit, of course, it was there before, but as an organization. There's other ulama, other mujahideen. They're known in the history of Palestine and they're very well respected. But in terms of organizations, armed movements against the Zionists, there were nationalists, there were communists, some socialists, whatever. They weren't Muslim. It wasn't based on Islamic faith. It wasn't based on belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Post-Islamic revolution, this idea grew. Fathi Shaqaqi, may Allah bless his soul, that great shaheed that established Jihad al-Islami, and then Hamas, this great organization with great believers who are shedding and spilling their blood for Islam, for Allah, and not giving in to the plots of the Zionists. When this started, who supported them? The only place they could have at the time was the Islamic Republic, and the Islamic Republic was already involved in international war. They were sanctioned. They didn't have anything. They didn't have their own technologies for warfare. Nobody was supplying them. They couldn't get anything in their own war. This condition for a leader like that, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, hello, bless his soul, and raise him with Muhammad and Al Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ajma'in. Just definitely, Allah's promise is true. He repeats that. And then the host that's interviewing him says, despite all the all of what we see in, according to him, of course, that's his reading, all this hopelessness, Palestinian people have lost hope. They don't have any hope of getting anything. Despite all of that, you're saying it's definite? It's just a couple of things. These are important. These are very, very wise. And they stem from the Quran. That's why they're so deep and so wise. He says, first of all, the Quran tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, when the people gathered in the battle of Ahzab, what does the Quran tell us those weak believers said? They said, oh, we're done for. There's no place for us. We need to leave. Medina is not safe. There is no other place. We're done for. But then there were believers. Then there were believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported them and they won. This is real belief. So in terms of, you know, there are some that may have lost hope, may have given up. But then there are people, there is jihad, there is Hamas, there are these youth that you see in Al-Quds al-Sharif and others that we will see. That's on one hand. On the other hand, God's promises are true. He emphasizes and repeats this. We're sure God's promise is true. In Allah, la yukhliful mi'ad. God does not promise something and then not follow through with it. God follows through with His promises. He has promised victory in these conditions. What conditions? The believers being steadfast. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. That's a promise from Allah. The youth in Al-Quds al-Sharif are doing that. They are doing nusra of Allah and His religion. And therefore, يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. God's promise is true. It will definitely happen. And these signs are telling us it's near. It's near. بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَعَوْنِهِ وَنَصْرِهِ. Inshallah. We hope that we are on board with that. Unfortunately, some believers have either come to a point where they don't care, or God forbid, they've gotten worse than that. And they think that it's actually good or fine. Either way, it's horrible. It's worse than not caring for the Palestinian people to be in the conditions that they are. And Israel is, let's just accept the fact. No, what fact? There is no fact. The fact is Israel does not exist. The fact is the Palestinian people are fighting for their land, and every inch of it will be taken back from the river to the sea. The entirety of that is Palestine, nothing but that. And inshallah, we'll see that soon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, that He hastens the return of our Imam. He makes us His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Allah to relieve all people of the world of the pandemic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alihi rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.